Day 4, Armed and Dangerous Devotional. There's a significant difference between being armed and being armed and dangerous. Many Christians carry their spiritual weapons but never learn to use them effectively. They have access to God's power but rarely tap into it. They know about prayer but seldom pray with authority. God calls us to be armed and dangerous against the enemy while remaining safe to fellow believers. This means focusing our spiritual aggression where it belongs, against the forces of darkness, not against people. It means becoming so skilled with our spiritual weapons that the enemy recognizes the threat we pose. Becoming dangerous to the enemy requires daily practice. It means spending time in God's Word until it becomes second nature to think biblically. It means developing a prayer life that moves beyond reciting words to engaging in spiritual warfare. It means learning to discern the Holy Spirit's guidance about when and how to use our weapons. Today, commit to becoming more than just equipped, become equipped and effective. Take one small step toward mastering your spiritual weapons. Remember, spiritual strength comes one scripture, one prayer at a time. Enjoy the process of becoming dangerous to the enemy's plans. Bible verse: For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh but have divine power to destroy strongholds. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. Reflection question: In what ways have you been playing defense in your spiritual life when God might be calling you to take offensive action against the enemy's strongholds? Quote, There's a difference between being armed and being armed and dangerous. Police are armed, they're just not dangerous. Our military is armed, but unless they're called into battle, they're not dangerous. Prayer: Lord, make me dangerous to the enemy's plans. Help me move beyond merely carrying your weapons to wielding them with skill and authority. Guide me by your Spirit to know when and how to engage in spiritual warfare. May I be a force for your kingdom while showing your love to others. Amen.